North Korea has been in the headlines for weeks now, but commentator Marvin Kaub says the story that gets most coverage in the United States is Iraq, at least on cable TV.
If you're a history buff and you spend time these days watching CNN or Fox report on the run-up to a possible war with Iraq, you'd be forgiven if you remembered an earlier and equally ferocious competition between two journalistic giants of their time, the New York Journal of William Randolph Hearst and the New York World of Joseph Pulitzer. As the 19th century was ending, the U.S. was on the edge of war with Spain. Cuba was then the prize, and Hearst and Pulitzer found that their circulation skyrocketed whenever they focused on sensational stories from Cuba. Clearly, they wanted war. It was good for business. Good for storytelling, too. One story, probably apocryphal, had newspaper artist Frederick Remington arriving in Cuba in 1897, finding everything there oddly quiet, and asking his publisher for permission to return to New York. "No," Hearst shot back, "you furnish the pictures and I'll furnish the war." No one would seriously argue today that executives at CNN and Fox want a war with Iraq for war's sake. But they most certainly are furnishing the pictures, and at a rate that suggests the viewing public is deeply interested in this story. Interest that translates into ratings, ratings that translate into profit. For example, in recent months, the ratings at Fox have jumped 111%, at CNN 61%. Both networks do not have to be reminded that coverage of the Persian Gulf War of 1991 transformed CNN from a questionable comer into a profitable contender. Cable networks feature the prospect of war with Iraq with eye-catching slogans, "Target Iraq" on Fox and "Showdown with Iraq" on CNN, also with almost nonstop commentary. So much Iraq, in fact, that other news often gets short shrift, even though cable has 24 hours a day just for news. Iraq is a perfect example of a cable news story. It is important. War is on the near horizon. It has a strong narrative, with good guys and bad guys, with drama and action almost every day. Cable executives learned in the last decade that the American people want to be told a story. If the story is about Iraq, fine, they'll watch, just as they watch the O.J. trial, Monica, and the recent sniper attacks in Washington. The older networks, ABC, CBS, and NBC, also cover Iraq, but they have very little time, only 22 minutes on their evening newscasts. They try to be more responsible, more balanced, and they often succeed. But it's a fact of media life that cable, not the old network news, is the expanding vehicle of communication, because it obviously provides what the American people will watch. Don't blame cable executives. Don't accuse them of willful warmongering, as some have. If the American people decide they want poetry readings, cable will happily provide that, too.
The comments of Marvin Kaub, a senior fellow at the Shorenstein Center on the Press and Politics at Harvard's Kennedy School of Government.